And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories. I'm so glad you are here. We are going through the Bible in a year in a soft-spoken or whispered manner. And this is day 78, just 2 days away from day 80. And we'll pick up where we left off today, which is in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 11. Through chapter 15, verse 31. But before we begin, sweet friend, if you do not know Jesus, this wonderful, wonderful Jesus who died just for you, and you would like to know him as your very own Lord and Savior, would you please pray the following prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I would like Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if I confess out loud, Jesus is my Lord, and believe in my heart, God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. For it is with my heart that I believe and am justified, just as if I never sinned. And it is with my mouth that I confess and I am saved. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Please be my Lord and my Savior. I repent for the wrong life I have lived until now. I choose you and will live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You are now his child. All heaven is jumping up and down and dancing because you received Jesus into your very own heart, sweet friend. Tell someone you just received Jesus and find a great Christian church and grow in him. He loves you and desires worship from your heart each and every day. You are so precious to him. And now I will ask God to bless this Soothe to Sleep Stories episode for day 78. Dear Adonai, Elohim, Heavenly Father, some do address you as Daddy God, for you are the most perfect Father that anyone could ever ask for. I just thank you for another opportunity to be used by you in such a way. Father, this is a legacy that I'm going to leave even when I move on from this earth and come to my eternal home. But for now, I'm here planting seeds, and this is just one of the many seeds where I pray that whoever listens to this now or in years to come will experience such love and peace from you, from your heart. I pray and I thank you, Jesus, for this gift of time. This gift of time which you have shown us is our protection. For if we saw our entire life before us, we wouldn't be able to bear it. But you have given us time so that when we do go through peaks and valleys, we're able to get away with you for a refreshing time with you. Jesus, draw me back to you as I share your word. By your sweet Holy Spirit, in your precious name I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Numbers, chapter 14, verses 11 through 45. The Lord said to Moses, "How long will this people despise me? How long will they not believe in me for all the signs which I have worked among them? I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they." Moses said to the Lord, "Then the Egyptians will hear it, for you brought up this people in your might from among them. They will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. They have heard that you, Lord, are among this people. For you, Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands over them, and you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you killed this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of you will speak, saying, 'Because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he swore to them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness.' Now, please let the power of the Lord be great, according as you have spoken, saying, 'The Lord is slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, forgiving iniquity and disobedience.' And he will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and on the fourth generation. Please pardon the iniquity of this people according to the greatness of your loving kindness. And just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt, even until now." The Lord said, "I have pardoned according to your word, but in very deed, as I live, and as all the earth shall be filled with the Lord's glory. Because all those men who have seen my glory and my signs, which I worked in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have tempted me these 10 times and have not listened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swore to their fathers. Neither shall any of those who despised me see it, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and has followed me fully, him I will bring into the land into which he went. His offspring shall possess it. Since the Amalekite and the Canaanite dwell in the valley, tomorrow turn and go into the wilderness by the way to the Sea of Suf." The Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "How long shall I bear with this evil congregation that complain against me? I have heard the complaints of the children of Israel, which they complain against me. Tell them, 'As I live, says the Lord, surely as you have spoken in my ears, so I will do to you. Your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness. And all who were counted of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, who have complained against me, surely you shall not come into the land concerning which I swore that I would make you dwell therein, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. But I will bring in your little ones that you said should be captured or killed, and they shall know the land which you have rejected. But as for you, your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness. Your children shall be wanderers in the wilderness 40 years, and shall bear your prostitution until your dead bodies are consumed in the wilderness, after the number of the days in which you spied out the land, even 40 days. For every day a year you will bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and you will know my alienation. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will surely do this to all this evil congregation who are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die." The men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up an evil report against the land, even those men who brought up an evil report of the land, died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh remained alive of those men who went to spy out the land. Moses told these words to all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. They rose up early in the morning and went up to the top of the mountain, saying, "Behold, we are here, and we will go up to the place which the Lord has promised, for we have sinned." Moses said, "Why now do you disobey the commandment of the Lord, since it shall not prosper? Don't go up, for the Lord isn't among you. That way you won't be struck down before your enemies. For there, the Amalekite and the Canaanite are before you, and you will fall by the sword, because you turned back from following the Lord. Therefore, the Lord will not be with you." But they presumed to go up to the top of the mountain. Nevertheless, the Ark of the Lord's covenant and Moses didn't depart out of the camp. Then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites who lived in that mountain, and struck them, and beat them down, even to Hormah. Numbers, chapter 15, verses 1 through 31. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and tell them, when you have come into the land of your habitations, which I give to you, and will make an offering by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering, or sacrifice, to accomplish a vow, or as a freewill offering, or in your set feasts, to make a pleasant aroma to the Lord, of the herd, or of the flock, then he who offers his offering shall offer to the Lord a meal offering of 1/10 of an ephah, of fine flour mixed with 1/4 of a hin of oil. You shall prepare wine for the drink offering, 1/4 of a hin, with a burnt offering, or for the sacrifice, for each lamb. For a ram, you shall prepare for a meal offering 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with the 1/3 of a hin of oil. And for the drink offering, you shall offer the 1/3 of a hin of wine, of a pleasant aroma to the Lord. When you prepare a bull for a burnt offering or for a sacrifice to accomplish a vow, or for peace offerings to the Lord, then he shall offer with the bull a meal offering of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with 1/2 a hin of oil. And you shall offer for the drink offering 1/2 a hin of wine, for an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to the Lord. Thus it shall be done for each bull, for each ram, for each of the male lambs, or of the young goats, according to the number that you shall prepare. So you shall do to everyone according to their number. All who are native born shall do these things in this way, in offering an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to the Lord. If a stranger lives as a foreigner with you, or whoever may be among you throughout your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to the Lord, as you do, so he shall do. For the assembly, there shall be one statute for you and for the stranger who lives as a foreigner, a statute forever throughout your generations. As you are, so the foreigner shall be before the Lord. One law and one ordinance shall be for you and for the stranger who lives as a foreigner with you. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, when you come into the land where I bring you, then it shall be that when you eat of the bread of the land, you shall offer up a wave offering to the Lord. Of the first of your dough, you shall offer up a cake for a wave offering. As the wave offering of the threshing floor, so you shall heave it. Of the first of your dough, you shall give to the Lord a wave offering throughout your generations. When you err and don't observe all these commandments which the Lord has spoken to Moses, even all that the Lord has spoken commanded you by Moses, from the day that the Lord gave commandment and onward throughout your generations, then it shall be, if it was done unwittingly, without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bull for a burnt offering, for a pleasant aroma to the Lord, with its meal offering and its drink offering, according to the ordinance, and one male goat for a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and they shall be forgiven. for it was an error. And they have brought their offering, an offering made by fire to the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord for their error. All the congregation of the children of Israel shall be forgiven, as well as the stranger who lives as a foreigner among them. For with regard to all the people, it was done unwittingly. If a person sins unwittingly, then he shall offer a female goat a year old for a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for the soul who errs when he sins unwittingly before the Lord. He shall make atonement for him, and he shall be forgiven. You shall have one law for him who does anything unwittingly, for him who is native born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger who lives as a foreigner among them. But the soul who does anything with a high hand, whether he is native born or a foreigner, blasphemes the Lord. That soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he has despised the Lord's word and has broken his commandment. That soul shall be utterly cut off. His iniquity shall be on him. God calling, eventide, day 78, joy for sorrow. Jesus said, I bind up the broken hearts with the cords wherewith men scourged me in the judgment hall, with the whips of scorn, wherewith men have mocked my love and divinity down the ages. Symbol this of the way in which, out of seeming obstacles, stepping stones can be fashioned, and out of trials undreamt of, blessings can be wrought. Share my life with its longings and tears, with its joys unspeakable, and its heartaches beyond human description. Share my joy. And so when it comes to Numbers chapter 14 and 15, this is what was impressed upon me. It was interesting how, didn't you find it fascinating that God said that he required those who were 20 years old and older, he required them to pay for the iniquity of their sin. So they were gone for 40 days to spy out the land. Therefore, 40 years they would be in the wilderness, and that's where they would die, with the exception of Caleb and Joshua. Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. I thought that was fascinating. That tells me that God expects us to come of age by 20 years old. It's the age of reason, where we are held accountable for our actions, 20 years old. And then it was also interesting how Moses would not be manipulated into going up to the mountain with the people who said, well, we'll go and we're going to ask the Lord to, we're going to apologize and all of this. And Moses said, sorry, God said what he said, and the Ark of the Covenant is not leaving from this camp. We're not going with you, and you are going to be vulnerable to the Amalekite. And what happened? They were chased down the mountain and beaten. So it's so important that we, there's just so many assignments in life, aren't there? There's so many places that we can go. Just because one is called to go somewhere doesn't mean you are, doesn't mean I am. Just because one is called to listen to something doesn't mean I am or you are. It is so important to come to the Father and say, Lord, how do you want me to pray this through? Do you want me to go to this? Do Do you want me to listen to this? Now, I'm talking about anything that lines up with this word, of course. There can be many opportunities that seem like God opportunities, but if God is not in it, that's not your assignment. He has not given that to you, and you are going out of His protection, like they did, and were beaten by the Amalekites. So I thought that's very, very interesting. And then in Numbers chapter 15, I don't really have much to say about that yet. I'm going to finish chapter 15 for the next time, and then I will share what was impressed upon me. I hope this blessed you, and until next time, blessings to you.